Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Next step, and good day. Excuse me. Let's get excited, Doug. It's the Good Day program. I had an event last night and the groundbreaking for our new development, and so I was the master of ceremonies. I know you find that hard to believe, but people were saying, you sound like, people who don't know me, you sound like a radio announcer.
You'd be perfect for this job.
Introducing people over there and talking about the whole deal. So, yeah, here I am, perfect for this job. And actually, you know what? That's true. I am as humbling as it is to admit that this is a perfect job for me. It really is, in terms of inspiration. I say this to a lot of people coming along. And I said it last night to a couple of young children who were at this event, you know, when they're talking about people are always asking, older grown-ups say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Right? Didn't you get asked that a lot when you were a kid, Jay? What do you want to be when you grow up?
Well, and it was straight up in classes where you would do videos, and then I think years away or whatever, if you were like in second grade, and then when you were in fifth grade, moving on to the next level of schooling or the next school, and they'd always play it like, here's what you said you wanted to be. Do you still want to be that, or what do you want to be now?
And that created, I think, with some people, well, the way we look at this stuff today, it creates a lot of stress. Why are you asking the child, they don't know what they want to be, and you're creating, just giving them an exercise to think as much as anything else. For me, it's sort of stress relieving. It was fun to talk to my children about, my daughter always knew what she wanted to do. My son wasn't quite sure. And so when you talk to them about this sort of thing, it's part of being a parent, part of the responsibility, I think. Not necessarily saying something silly at dinner like, okay, Fred, what do you want to be when you grow up? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about giving them exposure to a lot of things in life that are interesting, compelling, a lot of people. You know, what seems to grab the headlines on social media and in the news media, the people who are famous. I want to be famous. How often do you hear that from people? I want to be an influencer. I want to be famous. Famous for doing what? I don't know. I just want everybody to know who I am.
And then if you ask the follow-up question, well, why?
Yeah.
There's no answer. Or it comes, well, it's a lot of money. It's happiness.
Right.
Not necessarily.
No. It's strenuous, in fact. So maybe you sort of turn this around, and what will work for you and perhaps the people around you is to think about things in life that are important to you, because most of the people that I know who do what they want don't have as much stress in their lives as people who are doing what they don't want to be doing. Do you know what I mean? It's another way of relieving stress. Find something that you like to do that you can make a couple of bucks on, and be happy with you. That's kind of the way I look at the radio. The business is that. I found something that I was pretty good at that I really enjoyed, and I made a couple of bucks way back when. So, that's what you do. And that's what you advise your children, hopefully, to do. Give them a lead, but don't tell them what to do. There are a lot of children that come along, family businesses, and the expectation is, Fred, my son is going to take care of everything because he's going to take over the business. Well, maybe Fred doesn't want to take over the business. Maybe he wants to do something else. So there you go. All right. So we're talking about business and stuff. The Federal Reserve decided to pause rate hikes about time. And so I guess the question here is that what's the practical result of this? What does it mean to you that the Fed has said that they're not going to increase the rate. Or they call it a rate hike pause. So what does that mean for your bank account? What does that mean for your CD? What does that mean for the loans? What does that mean for credit cards? As you look at all of the things that are, you know, related to this, that are affected by this, does it mean the rates start to go down? Well, the Fed doesn't say yeah, yes or no. But there have been 11 rate hikes in the past, what, year and a half? Not even a year and a half. But the interest rates now are sort of simmering. And, of course, they say, well, we don't rule out increasing them in the months ahead. Oh, go take a flying you-know-what. The Fed controls just one interest rate, and that's the federal fund rate. And that's what banks borrow. They borrow the money to lend to you from the Fed. So then they say, well, our interest rate is going to be based on the Fed rate or the Tuesday Wall Street Journal, whatever the heck it is. And so it's different for different loans and different for different sets of standards, I guess, much as anything else. is this monetary medicine for you? Is this going to help us? They have slowed down the economy. The interest rate going up has affected most of us. You can't borrow money as easily to buy a house, but yet the housing market stayed strong during all of this. Same thing with cars, right? Borrow money. There's still 0% interest rates from some of the car manufacturers to buy certain cars. They're mostly applying to electric cars at the moment because they can't, depending on where you are in the country, they can't give the things away. But also, what does this do if we feel like there's been an economic slump? And I don't know. Do you feel like that, Jay? Do you feel like there's been an economic slump? As I've seen, well, in the radio business, it's hit hard because it always hits hard in the radio business because people stop advertising. This is something that blows my mind. The first sign of a slowdown, people stop advertising. Hello, duh.
Well,
don't you need to, I mean, think about it.
But
right?
They don't want to spend money if they're not making the money. It's like this vicious cycle, but it does
no, but without the advertising
cost versus what people are bringing in.
Yeah, but advertising gets people into your store, gets into your business, gets people to call the phone. Keep business going. All right, anyway, that's kind of part of the problem. In terms of what's ahead, I don't see there's any change in what you'll pay. Maybe some of the stuff will go down a little bit in terms of bank and notes. The bank is, I'm finding with my bank that they're reacting because the interest rate got so high, people that are long-term clients got annoyed. So they had to cut the rate. They made less money, but they had to cut the rate. Otherwise, people were going to rebel because there were certain banks out there that were making it easier and not tighter when it comes to credit. So in terms of short-term liquidity, doesn't that really depend on what you have in the bank, right? How much money you got in the bank? $40,000 in your checking account, whatever, $100,000 in a savings account, so you feel better about that than if you had no money there. And I know a lot of people don't have any money anywhere. But liquidity is an interesting term. There are a lot of ways that people, you know, they use the credit card to be liquid, if you will. So a lot of people they owe money. They have money in their pocket, but they're paying 29% interest on it, which doesn't help, helps the banks. Good for the banks. Yep. Keep charging. Right? Checking accounts that pay interest offer the most meager returns. But then you have quick access to all the money. And it helps you manage your cash flow. Anyway, the banks don't have a lot of money. We ran into a problem financing this development that I'm involved in because the people weren't, you know, who wants to put money in the bank if it costs you, let's say, 8% to borrow the money and you get 2% by putting it in the bank in a bank account? There's not much future in that.
Mm-hmm.
And, right? Yeah, I mean, think about it, practical common sense stuff. There are high-yield savings accounts, like 5% is considered a pretty high rate, and there are a bunch of them out there now. Even some banks are up to close to 6%. Still, if you're going to borrow the money, it's going to cost you, at this point, what, 9%? So Isn't the safest place in a money market account? Do you have one of those?
I do not have one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It's pretty, the average, excuse me, the average money market has, according to this survey by the Wall Street Journal, from $10,000 to $100,000 in it. And the interest rate last year was 0.18, excuse me, 1.8%. So now it's at 0.65. That's a pretty big jump.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? You know, when you putting money in a checking account, you're never going to make it. I look at my statement at the end of the month and I say, well, what the heck is this? Like you earn $1.08 interest on your money. It's silly. So anyway, CDs probably, this is good news for CDs. Certificates of deposit earn more. So if it stays, the high interest rates stay, then it's better for your CD.
Yeah, CDs are great, but the thing with CDs is do not do a CD if you are going to need the money sooner than later. You need to keep that CD in there and accruing more and more money.
Yeah, I can't touch it. Right. All right, so what does it mean for loans and mortgages? Let's see. Well, the average personal loan is almost 10% right now. The average mortgage is about 7.6%, it looks like. I'm looking at some of the numbers here. There are 800,000 loans in America at the moment that are in trouble. I find that interesting. I thought it would be more than that. But didn't you? Or did you think that would be more than that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think.
All right, so, yeah. Consider what you're doing when you take on additional debt. Because of the interest rates. Try not to borrow. Hello, duh. It's the credit card thing. That's it. All the how many solicitations have you gotten from Bank of America, Citibank? They all want you to get a new credit card. And they give you offers to no interest for 10 months. And then you get suckered into that. And in 10 months, you're going to pay 29% interest on all the stuff that you borrowed between now and then. So that's something to probably stay away from. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
K Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher. Imagine having those two gigantic responsibilities. And he also sings in Gun Hill Road. Can you imagine how this man even approaches trying to sleep at night? It's amazing.
It's funny going around having people say, "You're that Michael Harrison, too?
You're him?" Right, exactly. All right, I want to talk about Lauren Boebert just because it's fun.
Yeah.
She's...
she's a fun gal. Thing.
Well, you know, I don't know whether to feel sorry for her. As you can imagine, we had a few moments of enjoyment talking about what happened in that event that last weekend, where her breasts were fondled by her boyfriend, and then she decided to return the favor with his genitals being the target of her affection. And the girls, this is a performance that a lot of families are at. "Mommy, Mommy, why is that lady patting her friend on his leg?" Yeah, or whatever else went on there. And it just, I mean, you know that it's the subject of the late night shows and the jokes and yada, yada, yada. Do we feel sorry for her? I've never thought she was anything special at all. I think she fits into the same category as Marjorie Taylor Greene, AOC, and the woman who I so disrespect because she's not worthy of my respect in my mind. And then people say, "Well, they're all women. Aren't there any men on your list?" Yeah, plenty of them, starting with Gates. But, I mean, I guess the question is, how do these people get voted in? What's going on with the electorate that they find these people attractive and they want to vote for them? Is that the question?
Yeah, because they don't know the difference between a popularity contest or,
who's qualified contest?
Who's qualified versus who's interesting or who tells it like it is or whom they identify with in terms of their own lifestyle. they buy into the any detraction, whether it's AOC on the left or it's Marjorie Taylor Greene on the right. They think it's all political. Oh, the media is out to get them. You know, what happened to Boebert was politically inspired. She was just having a good time. She was celebrating. She was enjoying the show. And the cameras.
Who said that?
She said it.
Oh, she said that.
She said it. She her initial defense was that she was being targeted. That you know, if you're in politics now, you can get away with anything because any criticism of you is politically motivated. Mm-hmm. That's the story now.
She changed her tune, though.
Well, she changed her tune when the video came out and showed that she was vaping, that she was nasty, that she gave the finger to the people on the way out, that the upper half of her chest was hanging all over the place, and that she was engaged in public sex in a place with children. And this woman preaches family values and godliness.
What a bunch of phonies. They're all
what a bunch of phonies.
Yeah, real phonies. All the way up, top to bottom. Top to bottom. Yeah. How many? Find us a good congressperson. There are some. Find us a good public servant. There are some.
Yeah, you just don't hear about them.
Because they're good.
They don't get covered in the media. Do you know how many qualified people there are in those positions that you just don't even know exist because they go about doing their business as opposed to looking for media opportunities?
Lauren Boebert sucks all the oxygen out of the room, and it isn't just because she's a vapor. Anyway, so that's probably
she's
enough time.
She's a viper.
For her.
a viper.
All right, 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The major film and television studios delivered their best and final offer to the striking writers, adding to significant hope that the negotiations to end the months-long strike will conclude with an agreement this weekend. Negotiators with the Writers Guild of America were expected to review the offer and deliver their response. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and other top Garden State Democrats are calling on Senator Bob Menendez to resign, a sign of how quickly the senator's political support may erode after his shocking indictment on federal bribery charges. And Ophelia, now a post-tropical cyclone, is moving up the East Coast, bringing heavy rainfall and threats of flash flooding and dangerous surf from North Carolina to New Jersey. New York City issued a travel advisory warning of a long-duration rainfall event. Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lana Stefan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
They say about me. What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy. I really get perturbed, as you know, when people refer, when a restaurant, you're going for dinner or something, a man and woman there. What do you guys want for drinks?
Is that generational, locational? I grew up with guys. I say guys all the time.
They do? Oh, it's annoying. You're not a guy. You're a gal.
I'm a guys dude with long, I'm a cool dude with long hair. What you want? That's what a couple of our friends used to say about myself and one of my girlfriends in college. They're like, it's guys' night out. You two can come, too. You're just cool dudes with long hair.
So my grandson, like, Miles, my grandson Miles came to the FaceTime last night. He had a hat on and some shades, and he walked over to the camera and said, "What up, Gramps?"
That is cute.
Anyway, let's talk about mistakes, and let's talk about fixing them. Do you learn from your mistakes? I saw something the other day, because I read through there. You know, you get 9 million sources of information, bits and pieces, quotes from famous people. So this struck a chord with me. A wise man can learn from the mistakes of others. A fool can't learn from his own. Right? How often do you make mistakes and do you learn from making your mistakes? We all make mistakes. That's part of the human condition. But do you learn from them and hopefully not do them again?
Well, and the great thing about life is life will keep giving you the same lesson over and over
opportunities.
Again. Opportunities.
You do learn it. Yep. What's the, what is it, first time shame on them, second time shame on me, when you've made the same mistake over and over and over again? So, and let's apply that to our discussion. We were having, if you're just joining us, a conversation about money and where to put your money and what the story is right now because of the credit card debt and because of the lack of, the interest rate on loans is so high. And the stuff, if you're actually putting money into a long-term account, you're probably going to get decent return, 5% or so. There are plenty of good investments around that are conservative that in good times you can get 8, 9% out of it. I know a lot of people have a lot of money that just put it into those things and they get an 8, 9% return. And if you got $1 million, that's what, $80,000 or $90,000 a year? What's wrong with that? Right? You got that. And there are plenty of people, you know, you think of when I was a kid, a millionaire was really something special. Today, it's not a big deal.
A millionaire meant something else when you were a kid versus today.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
$1 million went a lot farther
than it does here.
Yeah.
Especially when the average new car costs $45,000 and you can find plenty of them for $100 around here. Pay that note off. So speaking of that, what I was trying to get at with the discussion of what the interest rate freeze that was announced this week, what does that mean to you? In a practical sense, there are, I mentioned the credit cards that are around and these scams, 0% interest till next April and then walloped. So there are personal loans around now. I only advocate for this with people who have credit card debt that need this is not a commercial for a company. It's just I'm telling you that from my own experience and other people that I know who get into credit, we've all had credit card problems over the years. In the 1990s, man, I was in a real jam with credit card stuff. I happened to figure out a way to get out of it. But now the practical way, that is if you have good credit. You can be in debt, make your payments, and you can still have good credit. It's making payments. And don't apply for a lot of credit cards and stuff, because that'll ding your credit. When you apply for a loan, it dings your credit. That's another one of the things that sends people into the ozone. Who the hell are these people? Where'd they come from, these three credit reporting agencies? And what gave them the right, first of all, to tell other people what my credit rating was? How'd that even get started? And who said it's okay to do? It's none of your business what my credit score is. And yet all of these companies, the banks that you borrow money from, they'll report on whether you pay on time, the car loan. It's nobody's business.
Even just inquiries into your credit. Yeah,
ding your credit. Right. So anyway, but getting a personal loan is probably not a buy. You got a lot of credit card debt at this point in time. The credit card debt, the loan, the interest on that loan, because that's what it is a lot higher than what you pay 29%. You can get a personal loan now for 9 or 10%. So maybe that's the way to go. It's about credit and what you can get with your good name and good credit. Over the past couple of decades, more than 5 million consumers at various stages of life have benefited from a company called Credit Smart, their financial education curriculum, which you don't have to pay for. It's free. Now they're offering sort of a new update, which I thought you'd want to hear about. So here's Rich Rosario.
Freddie Mac announced the launch of its Credit Smart financial education curriculum in Spanish. Pam Perry, Vice President of Equitable Housing at Freddie Mac, explains.
The company is expanding Credit Smart's content, design, and platform to better meet the needs of Spanish-speaking consumers. This tool offers a robust curriculum with a customizable learning journey that breaks down information into digestible pieces. It also offers an interactive experience where one can set individualized goals and review their progress.
The Spanish language version of Credit Smart offers educational tools to prepare consumers to rent or purchase a home.
The importance of having access to free, high-quality financial education resources in Spanish cannot be overstated, because understanding how to build and improve credit lays the foundation for a successful home ownership experience.
For more, visit creditsmart.freddiemac.com/Espanol.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-939-3179. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-939-3179. 800-939-3179. That's 800-939-3179.
All right, 43 at the hour. 17 for the new hour. Good day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Some stories about people. I just get a kick out of the Republicans and the Democrats and how they handle the leadership of the parties and that sort of thing in Israel. So because everybody's been at the United Nations, literally every leader of every country has been at the UN this week. So Biden meets with Netanyahu. And Netanyahu is about as far away philosophically from where Biden is as we are from here to the moon. we still have that picture on our website, right, of me with Netanyahu and Michael Harrison. I just was thinking about him and how tough he is and how Biden doesn't seem to react particularly well to people who are tough, because he's not tough himself. He wants to sometimes let you think he is, but he's not really. I'd like to have been a fly on the wall, because Netanyahu is once again Israel's prime minister, and because America has this connection with the Israelis or with the state of Israel, a lot of times the Republicans want to crow about them being friendly or more supportive, and usually that's at election time when they want to get the Jewish vote. But at any rate, I would like to have been a fly on the wall. Not much talk about what happened during the meeting, just that they had a meeting. Also at the UN this week, there was, among other things, a group get-together discussing climate change and the climate in general. So the Secretary General of the United Nations made the rules. And so he decided to give speaking slots on what to do regarding Earth's climate problem to countries who have taken action on the issue in a serious way, according to him. And guess who didn't make the list, who didn't qualify to speak at the climate session? There were two notable countries missing from the discussion. One of them was China. The other was the good old United States of America. Apparently, in the arrogant mind of the guy who runs the United Nations, the U.S. isn't doing enough to take action on climate problems. We're not doing enough. What does he want us to do? What more could we do? We have more electric cars than anybody else. We're trying to mitigate fossil fuel in lots of different ways. We have more solar. We have more wind power. So what does this guy want? It's just another way of flipping the bird. The United Nations, and here we have, they don't pay any taxes, right? They have their big building on the East River in New York City, the UN building. It was built after World War II. They pay no taxes. They have complete immunity from everything, diplomatic immunity. They can do anything they want, and nobody can get them. And yet, the basic attitude toward the United States is up yours. So I say we should have the same attitude toward them.
Up yours. Kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Up yours. Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of that, Rudy Giuliani has got a couple of problems. Cassidy Hutchinson, who is a former aide to Donald Trump, claims that Rudy groped her backstage at a rally before the January 6th incident. She's 27 years old. She's kind of described as a bombshell. I don't know, what does that mean? I guess different things to different people. But she was testifying before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th, and, oh, by the way, Rudy squeezed my butt. I don't know where that came from. He put his hand, she said, quote, under my blazer and then under my skirt. Okay.
Get him in the throat.
Nice going. Yeah. Anyway, Giuliani says this is a disgusting lie. Is it fair to ask Ms. Hutchinson why she's now coming out with these allegations? It seems that she's just marketing a new book about her time with Trump. And this is just one of the things, one of the many great experiences she had working for Trump. There you go. Meanwhile, Rudy's being sued by his former lawyer for $1.3 million because he didn't pay the $1.3 million Rudy didn't pay for the legal services provided by attorney Robert Costello and his firm, Davidoff, Hutcher, and Citron. I guess it sounds like a law firm, right? So anyway, they say he is. They are owed $1.3 million by Rudy. They allege in the lawsuit that he has 10 lawsuits against him right now in various state and federal courts, and so they have been representing him in Washington and New York. But he says he's broke. So, and kind of sad, you know, among other things. That at this stage, this guy's 79 years old, that he's confronted with all this stuff. I guess it says something about the company you keep, right, as much as anything else. All right, 49 orders. Oh, wait a minute, it's 10 before the hour, and good day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Bum, bum, bum. I think it's one of the greatest television themes that ever was written and produced. What do you say, Chucker?
That's a good one. I would agree. It's very catchy. Very fond memories of this show, no doubt about it.
Yep. All right, so why are we playing it in this moment?
I missed this the other day. Listen to this. This is interesting. September 19th, 1977, an episode of Happy Days airs. It's called Hollywood Part 3, in which Henry Winkler's Fonzie is water skiing and he jumps over a shark. And that moment on, television executives and critics and people who write about film and TV always use the metaphor, it jumped a shark, and they got that idea from that episode of Happy Days. Now I think that phrase has been overused, like when they say, oh, like the Sopranos jumped the shark at the end. No, it didn't. Certain shows have, but that was a moment, like, to see Henry Winkler water skiing in his leather jacket jumping over a shark, I think that's a fair analogy. Having said that, that show is still in its prime. It really didn't jump the shark or become not a very good show, I think, until when Ron Howard left, it was a different show. I don't think it was the same quality, but I still loved it. Big fan of Happy Days.
Well, when those things happen, the shows always change. It was like when Juliana Margulies left the Good Wife. You know, it became The Good Fight.
Yes.
Well,
I'll give you another example. Like, Batman and Robin with George Clooney, right? In the beginning of that movie, when Batman and Robin are ice skating, playing hockey against Mr. Freeze, that's what you call a jumping the shark. It becomes so ridiculous, you can't believe what you're watching. So that would be a good example of jumping the shark. That just popped into my head, by the way.
All right, what's coming? We have the Expendables 4 this weekend.
Okay, Expendables 4 this weekend. From what I read, Sylvester Stallone has like 12 minutes of screen time. It really is Jason Statham's movie. Reviews are weak, but from also what I read, if you look at it as like a old school Canon B movie, you might get something enjoyable.
Yeah, it's an action
film. Tracking around a $15 million opening weekend, which is the lowest in the franchise. Having said that, I don't think many people care about this franchise. It feels long in the tooth, but that's just my opinion.
Depends on who's in it. If you get Arnold Schwarzenegger in it and Mel Gibson in it, but they all not in it. So
No Mel Gibson, no Wesley Snipes, no Antonio Banderas. I like some of the installments in that franchise, though. Next week you got Exorcist, Believer, which is tracking around a $30-something million opening weekend. They've cut good trailers. Having said that, Blumhouse and the studio have paid, I think, $300 million for the rights to produce three Exorcist movies. That is a ton of money. I don't know how they're going to get it back. And then the week after that, which is October 13th, the Taylor Swift concert film is tracking huge, possibly $150 million opening weekend. Those ticket prices are high, but still, that is a massive opening weekend for a concert film.
So the Hunger Games, coming back to theaters November 17th, is this a prequel?
There's a prequel with Rachel Ziegler from West Side Story, which is going to continue the franchise. I mean, the first, four Hunger Games movies made a lot of money. That was a Jennifer Lawrence, but this is a prequel, so they go before the events of those movies. Why? Because they still think the Hunger Games franchise has viability. She's an up-and-coming actress. We'll see. It should do fairly well, though.
Right. All right. The studios and the striking writers, marathon session, they ended the deal, or they ended the negotiations. No deal yet.
Mm-hmm. But closer, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, right. The four big Hollywood studios.
Why did they do this 4 months ago?
Well, they should have, but they didn't because the people in the studio say that they don't have good leadership on the striker side, and the striker side say these people are being unreasonable.
Right.
But at some point in time, this thing has to be.
The way it works is the whole idea is to make people sweat and get desperate, right? And
that's when
deals are met.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the reality.
Yeah, that's how they negotiate. All these people, Warner Brothers and the people at Discovery, Disney,
but not only the studios and the writers and actors are going to lose. It's the public, the people who want to watch good shows and movies, because we won't have that product because they haven't made it in the last 4 months.
Right.
That's a good problem.
Yeah, sure is. People are watching a lot of different things now.
Have a happy day, Doug.
I'm going to have a happy day, and Chucker, you likewise. Thank you very much. Chuck Curry back on Monday with Box Office Totals for us here on the Good Day program. Right now, 59 after. It's Friday. Enjoy the weekend.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.